problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Hey, Radio St. Pete, HMB Radio. Will Coons back here with you. We got a new thing. We got a new thing that we're doing. It's the Side Splitters Comedy, HMB Radio Side Splitters Spotlight. We're still working on a title. Who knows what it will be, but this is the first one. We're going to be working hand-in-hand with Side Splitters Comedy Club here in Tampa, Florida, promoting whoever's at the club this week. And we got a good one to start right off. We got my man, Mr. Ken Miller, on the phone. Let's talk to Ken. All right, on the line, I got Mr. Ken Miller on the phone for our first Side Splitters Comedy. I don't even know what we're calling this new segment of our program, but he's at Side Splitters this week, Friday, March 31st to April 2nd. You can get your tickets at sidesplitterscomedy.com. Ken, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm just doing my show in a hallway, as you eloquently said.
Yeah, you call us and this dude record from the hallway, man. Let me get this dude. I'm going to start a GoFundMe so you can get a real studio, man.
I know. It's happening. It's a very slow process, but,
All good, brother, man. But I appreciate you letting me call in, so it's all good.
Yeah, man, no doubt. So you're from Orlando, right?
Yeah, I live in Orlando. I'm originally from Greensboro, North Carolina, go Tar Heels. And, so yeah, man, I've been in Orlando for about 12 years and doing comedy for about 10 years.
Yeah, I know we have a lot of mutual friends on Facebook. I've heard of you, you know, because I'm friends with a lot of comics on there and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's weird how the, even though Tampa and Orlando are, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours apart, a lot of Tampa and Orlando folks, you know, work together.
Yeah, man, I got a lot of good friends up in Tampa. JB, Ball, Cam, you know, so I know a few comics up there, man. And I run my own open mic down here, so a lot of times they come down here and perform, and then I've been performing at Side Splitters probably 8 years now, 7 or 8 years now.
Oh wow, you could like do it like a few times a year?
Yeah, I get a couple times a year, man. What they do is I get to open a few shows, and then sometimes the headliner won't do like the late show or early show, so then I get to headline some of the other shows.
Oh, that's cool. So is this the first time in 2017 being back here in Tampa?
Yeah, I was there in, last year, October time frame, I think. I think it was around, like, October last year. And so I'm back. I'm usually there every 6 months. I mean, they're pretty good at getting me there every 6 months. And that's most comedy clubs. Most comedy clubs get you through every 6 or 7 months.
So this is, like, your job. You're not one of these guys who is, you know, working.
Oh, no, bro. Uh-uh. I got a day job, man. I can't live off comedy. If I live off comedy, I'd be living in the hallway like you.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. Like, the business, I'm trying to do radio, so it's like, it's the same thing. Like, dudes at the radio station, I work for this other FM station as well, and most of them have second jobs, and I'm just like, man, this is never gonna, it's never gonna get better, though, either.
Yeah, you know, and it does for some comics. You know, some of it is luck. You know, you may be on the road and open for a comedian that likes you. I'm like, dude, I want you to open for me. You can go on the road with them for a couple of years. You know, a lot of comics take that jump to L.A. and New York to, you know, make it famous. And some of us are just road comics, man. We work at the daytime, and then at night, man, we put miles on our car and drinking 5-hour energies and trying to stay awake and doing shows, man. Like, you know, I'm doing the show Thursday. I got to drive back Thursday night to work Friday, then drive up, stay for the weekend, drive back Saturday night, do the work, then come back Sunday and do the Sunday show.
Wow. Yeah, it's a grueling lifestyle. There's a guy I know.
It's a grueling lifestyle, man. You age, man. Like, you know, when I got in here, I was young. I look 65 now. I age like Obama.
Yeah, in a short period of time, too, no doubt.
In a short period of time, too, man, for real. I got gray hair and everything. It's crazy, man.
How old a guy are you?
I'll be 40 years old tomorrow.
Wow. Happy birthday, man. That's a big deal.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
What are you going to do for your 40th?
I got a bunch of friends, man. We're just going to meet up at Dave and Buster's and out in Orlando and just have a good time. I've partied enough big parties. My 30th birthday, I almost died of alcohol poisoning. So I said, the 40th, I'm just going to, you know, couple of drinks, play some skee ball, and be good. I'm skee balling this for my 40th birthday.
Hey, that's good. I noticed, too, I don't know if that same thing happened to you. I'm 32, and I noticed right around 30, that's when my tolerance for booze has started to go down. So now, like, I'm trying to lay off, like, liquor, like, no more whiskey anymore. Now, I say that, and I've been good so far this year. I know it's going to creep back in. But the hangovers are so bad now, and dreading that hangover in the morning that I'm just, I would rather not have the fun at night that I would normally
I tell people all the time, man, I'd rather have a toothache than a hangover. I would rather have a pounding toothache. There is nothing worse than a hangover. And I'm like you, man, like, you know, it's comics, you know. Our reward at the end of the night from people in the audience, oh my God, you're so funny, take a shot with me. Oh my God, you're so funny.
Right.
We're the only job out there that people like offer you alcohol as a reward.
Yeah.
Like imagine if you're on time at your job every day and they come in and say, here you go, drink this bottle of Crown Royal right now, man. Congratulations, bro. You've been on time 180 days. But that's comedy.
Yeah, right.
So you drink so much and then you eat like the worst foods. This is chicken fingers and hamburgers and you just eat the worst food. So as a comic, your health is just so bad, but it's still so much fun that you just keep doing it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a big, like listening to these other podcasts with these uber successful comedians now, a lot of them don't drink. They eat very well, but I'm thinking that has to do a lot with their lifestyle. Like they're comfortable in life and now they want to continue to enjoy that life. But being being a comic, like a regular, you know, road comic or an open mic or whatever you're doing, a lower level guy, you're just, screw it, let's do this thing. I'm ready to get this over with.
Yeah, let's do it. You know, like tonight I got open mic tonight, the one I run, and I'm probably going to be drunk in T-minus 2.5 hours. So, you know, and that's a Monday night for a comedian. You know what I mean? And then there's an open mic tomorrow night that I may have a drink at. Then there's an open mic Wednesday night. Then Thursday is the show, and somebody's going to offer me a drink. And then Friday I'm going to have a drink and probably eat Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And that's the vicious circle of comedy life.
I was running quite a few open mics down here in St. Pete, and it was the same thing. Like, part of the deal I was getting, you know, I know the guy who ran the bar, so he was paying me and then would give me a bar tab as well. And I would take advantage of that every week. But then the other one I ran was I was not getting a bar tab with that. I was just getting, you know, a certain amount to run that mic. And literally every Thursday I would spend that money that I got at the mic on booze. And I would just be miserable the next day. And when that one got canceled, I really wasn't too upset about it, frankly.
Yeah. Hey, that's the comic's three favorite words, bro. Free bar tab.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about that.
Free bar tab is our favorite word, man.
I like to have fun. And I'm not one of these people who doesn't need booze not to have fun. You ever hear people say that?
Oh, yeah. But one of the things I hate the worst when a host says, drink up, man. The drunk you are, the funnier we are. I hate that because I'm funny sober and drunk.
Yeah.
So, don't get drunk and ruin my show.
Right.
You know, be drinking moderation, audience members.
Yeah. What's your, if you were to describe your comedy to people, how would you describe it?
I tell you the truth, man, I talk mostly about my kids, my family. I'm a divorced father, too. I'm number 8 of 11 kids. I'm an Army veteran. And, you know, that's pretty much what I talk about, man. I don't go too deep into anything sexual, drug related. Not saying that's bad. It's just not what I do. Except if I talk about me catching my son, having sex. But for me, you know, I don't talk about myself. And, you know, it's some cussing in there. You know, drop a little few cuss words, but. That's pretty much my style, man. I like to think that anybody from the age 18 and up can come and enjoy my show and have a good time. And, you know, that's Ken Mill in a nutshell, man. I kind of pattern myself, you know, I got a little bit of Chris Rock, with the edginess, but also got a little bit of, Bill Cosby with the storytelling, you know, minus the, you know. You know, the Bill Cosby.
Yes, the classic. What Cosby?
Minus that. You know what I mean? So, not saying I'm as great as those two comics. I'm just saying, like, if I would put my style, I'm a storyteller, but I got a little edginess to the story sometimes.
Yeah, I was hearing, I think I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast, and he was talking about he just had a daughter, and he doesn't want to be the comic that writes about his family and his, you know, his life, but that's you. I mean, and you should write about what you know, because you don't know what else, anything else is. And I think that's important to be honest and be truthful, and that's living your experiences. And I guess comedy is exaggerating your real-life tales, right?
Yeah, well, I think people laugh more at what's relatable. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody in the audience had a divorce and I talk about being divorced, they're going to laugh more. Like, oh, I've been through that. Or somebody in the audience raising a teenager is going to laugh more because they're raising a teenager. But if I got on stage and talked about how much I put my finger in somebody's booty, and that ain't what I do, it's just not funny. It's not genuine. You know, I've been trying to teach a lot of open micers that, you know, you want to talk about stuff people can relate to, and it's funnier. When you're just being crass and you're just being disgusting and it's all about sex, masturbation, you know, rape, abortion, like, that's not funny to most people. That's not funny to a lot of people. So I tell them a lot of times, talk about stuff people can relate to. I met a comic the other day. He just started doing comedy. He's 55 years old. And he did the joke. It was so disgusting. I'm like, and nobody laughed because you can't think of your grandfather saying something like that.
Right.
I said, talk about how you're old and stuff old people can't do. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we don't let my grandfather keep the remote control. You know, like, you know, talk about stuff like that and people can relate more to you. And to me, it's funnier. You know, people laugh more when they can relate than if they're sitting there having dinner at a comedy show and you talk about wanting to pull your penis out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I try to talk about things that people can relate to and be a little edgy, but not too much where I turn people off.
Yeah, and I think audiences can sniff out phonies, too, really quick.
Oh yeah, they can. They can tell somebody like, okay, this story can't be real. But you know, most comedy is usually 90% true, 10% embellishment. You know, Steve Harvey always said that makes a great joke. 90% truth, 10% embellishment always makes an amazing joke.
Yeah, no doubt. Ken Miller's joining me on the phone, and he's going to be at Side Splitters Comedy Club this Friday, March 31st to Sunday, April 2nd, 2017. Get your tickets at sidesplitterscomedy.com. Who do you got? Who's your opener in your middle? Do you have anybody?
I do. I think Cam may be opening a few shows, I think. I don't know who the host is. I know I'm middling, and I can't remember the headliner name. I'm so sorry. I meant to write it down. But I'm headlining the 10:30 show Friday, the 6 p.m. show Saturday, which is the fundraiser for a youth baseball camp.
Uh-huh.
And then Sunday, I'm headlining the 7 p.m. show. The rest of the shows, I'll be the feature act. So I'll be up before the headliner. But I'm headlining three other shows, and then the rest of the shows I'll be the feature. But if everybody checked the website out, it got the name of the headliner. But I cannot remember who the host was. I wrote all of it down, and I left all that on the desk at work.
You know, I notice comics are the most unprepared people as far as, like, promoting themselves. I'll ask people. I'll be like, hey, man, what's your Twitter? And they'll be like, I don't know.
You know, that's the thing. Comics know their social media. They know their social media there because they're trying to get followers. But ask them, you know, well, who you on the show with, man? I don't know whoever's going to be there.
Does it matter? Yeah, I guess so, right?
Yeah, you know, for some people it do. For me, it matters because I like to know who I'm working with. But I really had all that written down. I'm like, yo, make sure I promote the show well, and totally walk out of work, and it's sitting on my desk. At least I remember the show time, so that's good.
Yes, that is important. So we'll let you get out of here, man. But do your social media where people can find you.
You can find me on Facebook. I got a fan page. It's Ken Miller-Comedian. I'm trying to get them likes up, so like me. Instagram and Twitter is Ken Miller30. That's Ken Miller, the number 30, which is my basketball number in high school. And like I said, this weekend I'm at Side Splitters. Got me headlining the Late Show Friday, the 6 o'clock show Saturday, and the 7 o'clock show Sunday. And then I'm middling the rest of the weekend.
All right, there you go. Ken Miller, thank you for calling in. Make sure you go check him out at Side Splitters this weekend, Friday, March 31st to Sunday, April 2nd. Tickets are available at sidesplitterscomedy.com. So, yeah, look for these new Side Splitter. We're still working on a title. I'm still working on a title, but we're going to be working with the club and promote some of the comics that are coming through. I thank Side Splitters for giving me the opportunity to do that, and I'm looking forward to working with them. So I will talk to you all soon. Follow HMB Radio, facebook.com/HMB Radio for the homemade broadcast, Side Splitters features, and other good things coming and that are already here. You'll just have to find out. Check out hmbradio.com. Check out radiosaintpete.com. Will Koontz, the Side Splitters highlight reel thing that's still unnamed. We'll talk to you all soon. Take care.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.